On today's show, German authorities investigate Audi and Porsche over emission cheating. But despite the scandal, diesel sales continue to grow in the U.S. And Buick reveals the updates to the 2018 LaCrosse. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, VW's emissions scandal just seems to go deeper and deeper. Audi was already being investigated for sales fraud, i.e. claiming it had clean diesels in advertising, when it clearly didn't. And now prosecutors in Munich are widening their investigation into the automaker's sales. Audi last Thursday also recalled 24,000 2009 to 2013 A7s and A8s to update transmission software because the vehicles would emit about twice the allowed NOx when the steering wheel was turned more than 15 degrees. The German Transport Authority is also investigating Porsche for a system that uses steering inputs to determine whether or not the car is being tested, which sounds very similar to the reason Audi recalled its cars. Porsche is currently denying any wrongdoing, and while Audi recalled A7s and A8s, it's unclear what models Porsche is being investigated for. But despite all the drama with diesels recently, the market continues to grow in the U.S. A new report from the Diesel Technology Forum that used data compiled by IHS Automotive found that registrations of diesel-powered vehicles grew by more than 280,000 vehicles last year. And that's despite VW being forced to stop selling diesels due to its scandal. Diesel popularity is growing strongest in the Northeast. Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire have the highest percentage of new diesel registrations. But the big population states, Texas, California, and Florida, had the most registrations overall. And while most analysts think diesel cars are on their last legs, the Diesel Technology Forum expects diesel sales to continue to grow over the next 2 years, thanks to the introduction of new diesels, including the Chevy Cruze and Chevy Equinox, Ford F-150, and Mazda CX-5. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
In an effort to reduce pollution, China is handing out generous subsidies to consumers and automakers to buy and build electric vehicles. But Bloomberg reports that the government is going to halt handing out special permits that allows companies to produce only EVs while imposing a moratorium on new or added capacity to build gasoline-powered cars. The government has awarded 15 of these permits since March of 2016, but will stop handing them out in order to evaluate the program. Analysts say this could delay EV plans from startup companies, but it may help established companies like BYD and BAIC by limiting the number of new companies to the industry. And in other EV news, Toyota revealed it sold its remaining stock in Tesla. Reuters reports the company had a 3% stake in the EV maker worth around $50 million. Toyota says it decided to sell the stock because the two companies are no longer collaborating on electric vehicles and don't have any plans to do so in the future. Innovation is a word that gets thrown around a lot in this industry, but automakers and suppliers are backing it up. A recently released report ranked the top 300 organizations granted U.S. patents in 2016. And there are a lot of new and familiar faces on the list. Companies like Samsung, Intel, Google, and Qualcomm that are all working on autonomy, electronics, or communication are in the top six of patents granted in 2016. Toyota is the highest ranked automaker at number 20 with 1,540 patents granted. It's followed closely at 21 by Ford and GM a little further down the list at number 30. You know, I wouldn't go so far as to say that more patents are better, but it was interesting to see companies like Intel and Ford make big leaps, about 30% in the amount of patents they were granted in 2016. Click the headline in the transcript or check out the description box below for a link to the full list. Coming up next, a look at the updates to the 2018 Buick LaCrosse.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Buick is updating the LaCrosse for 2018, and here are the highlights. It's adding a mild hybrid option, what Buick calls e-assist, which gets mated to a 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine. The system improves fuel economy in the city by as much as 19% and has 9% more torque than previous e-assist systems. It's now the standard powertrain setup for the LaCrosse and carries a price tag that's $1,500 less than the old base model at $30,500. Also new for 2018 is expanded availability of all-wheel drive, a 9-speed automatic transmission for V6 models, and 3 new paint colors. The new LaCrosse goes on sale this fall. You know, autonomy could be the most transformative technology to hit the auto industry in 100 years, but there's still hesitation over adopting the technology. A recent J.D. Power survey found that as self-driving cars become closer to reality, Americans are becoming more fearful of the technology. And at a conference in Detroit yesterday, Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao said consumer acceptance could be the biggest hurdle for autonomous cars. And she called on Silicon Valley to do a better job of explaining the benefits of the technology to the public. And in our opinion, the best way to do that is to let people experience it, riding in an autonomous car for themselves. Initial reports have found that riders become accustomed to it pretty quickly. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.